Good afternoon. Well, the Aussie share market has done something that it hasn't been able to do for a number of weeks now, and that is to post consecutive gains. The ASX 200 today adding to Monday's strong improvements, closing higher by around 29 points, or just shy of a half of 1%, to close at 6,139 points. Now, the last time we saw the Aussie market doing this, posting consecutive gains, was a four-day winning streak starting on the 30th of June up to the 3rd of July. So it certainly has been a while coming. What we saw today, similar to yesterday, were relatively broad-based improvements for the Aussie market, but we did fall short of the intraday highs. We were up around 76 points, or about 1.2%, at the best levels of the day, and that's when we were at the basically the highs of June earlier this year, so about 2 months ago. What we've seen since was a bit of a fade in the afternoon, but still we had the financials continuing to add to its improvements yesterday and leading the broader market higher today. So with today's performance, the big four banks all higher. Westpac the best, up about 2.7%. CBA lagging behind a touch, but still high by around that 1% mark ahead of its full-year profit results. It will announce tomorrow. There'll be plenty of interest around dividends and also provisions. With the big four, they added about half of the total improvements for the ASX 200 index. So while they were the main driver of improvements, the sector with the biggest percentage move were properties, was the property sector. So we had the likes of Scentre Group and GPT up well above 4.5%. They've both released profit results in the past days and week. Shopping Centre Australia, or SCA Property, today up about 4%. They released their profit announcement this morning for the past financial year. They did see a 22% drop in net profit to about $85.5 million, but still investors relatively happy with that particular set of numbers, so the share price lifting. Some other companies to release profit results today, a bit of a mixed bag. We had Challenger Group down around 7.5% on their profit numbers. James Hardie up close to 6.8% on the back of some quarterly earnings numbers as well. So other stocks to do particularly well. We saw another bounce in the travel stocks today. Flight Centre the best, there up around 6%. Webjet listing about 5.5%. Qantas up close to 4%. But Sydney Airport today in a trading halt. Basically, it announced its half-year numbers this morning. So it saw a loss of about $52 million. The airport certainly impacted quite heavily due to the fact that international travel pretty much coming to a standstill. It had also announced no distribution for pretty much the remainder of 2020. But the reason it's in a trading halt is because it's looking to raise $2 billion rather from investors to bring down its net debt levels and just to help strengthen its balance sheet as a whole. Elsewhere, the tech sector was the real underperformer on the market today. We had likes of Afterpay down about 3.25%, WiseTech and Appen both down more than 2% each, and also gold stocks have had a pretty weak session as well. So Newcrest was down 2.8%, the likes of Northern Star and Evolution down around that 5% mark, so some pretty heavy declines there. But those losses really paled in comparison to that of Mesoblast, the biotech firm, today slumping 31%. Its sharpest decline since June of 2016, so a little over 4 years. And basically that's on the back of a US FDA, the Food and Drug Authority, review of one of its particular therapies for COVID-19. They'll be reviewing that later this week. So its share price has fallen quite sharply today, but still over the course of the year, up about 70%, and from its lows in March, up more than 250%. The Aussie dollar also falling back from its recent highs as well, and it's now buying around 71.6 US cents.